Shouldn't we all be consultants? Isn't the grass greener on the other side of the fence? Why are we dealing with this contracting nonsense when contractors get less money than consultants? Or is that true? Well, what is a consultant? A consultancy is a business that provides services to a client, a business client, and it's the perceived value or the value add of this business that makes it viable, shall we say. Consultants are normally permanent people and they work in a team in a business, and they go out and consult business and provide extra value for businesses, which might be software development, programming, design, architecture, information systems. And so what's the difference then? Well, the biggest difference is the markup rate. The markup rate is exorbitant, to say the least. It can be stretched from 40% up to 100%. And you may be surprised by that. Contractors, well, will get their normal market rate, whereas a consultant working for a consultancy will get a salary, but the consultancy gets the full whack. Unfair? No, it's just business. It's never personal. Okay, so permanent people tend to be employed by consultancies. However, it's not unknown for a contractor to be employed by a consultancy too. And therein lies the rub, because make sure that you keep your rate. Even though it's a consultancy, you have a going rate. So it's better to keep that, and or maybe even get asked for some more money. So the differences there are... Consultancies tend to be on demand. There's the apparent belief of stability, which can be true. Flexibility, it allows the business to have greater flexibility in who they can get in to do a project. It can be a one-stop shop also for projects that the business requires. Compared to contracting, if there's suddenly a business function, if you can't find internal or permanent staff, the business has to go through a process of hiring people and the like. That can take months. Consultancies provide expertise and advanced knowledge, especially if they are the purveyors of the product themselves. So if you think of things like IBM or Oracle, you know what a consultancy does. Whereas a contractor, normally it's not within the job specification to coach and mentor people, but increasingly the value add of a contractor from X number of years experience is to provide knowledge share, so for example test-driven development. The other thing with consultants is that a business can secure a maintenance and support contract with a consultancy who knows about, say, a particular trading system, and provide extra training, provide resource, and act as another intermediacy. And it's also an element of reducing risk. And those things do not appear on the contractor side of this argument, because you don't normally have a maintenance agreement with during a contract. You normally do your 3, 6 months and your 12 months, and if you don't want to renew, you move on to the next client. Okay, so that's the end of part one, and this will not fit all into 5 minutes, so we will stop there and carry on.